$15,000. Wow. That is the power of credit. Of course, the fact that you are spending money that technically still belongs to me is a source of both economic strength and instability. The good news, credit is what allows students to attend college, families to buy homes, and entrepreneurs to launch new businesses. The banking sector makes it possible for us to make productive use of other people's capital. The bad news. When credit goes wrong, as in 2008, the results can be devastating for the whole economy. We have a problem when I suddenly want my money and you are not in a position to pay it back, perhaps because you have used it to buy a house or a car or a restaurant. The history of finance is also a history of financial panics. If lenders want their money back and borrowers cannot readily produce it, the institution brokering the deal can fail. And when financial institutions are at risk of failing, more lenders rush to get their money, virtually ensuring that failure. We learned in 2008 that some very fancy-sounding components of the financial sector, the repurchase market, the commercial paper market, etc., are vulnerable to runs when people get nervous.